Hi there, I'm Phil Vavra, and this is Piedmont Arts. Broadway is big business. In fact, it's bigger than ever. Broadway took in $1.9 billion across all productions for the 2024-25 season, which is the all-time record and a 23% increase over last year. And that's just in New York City. Many of those shows come to Charlotte as part of Blumenthal Arts' Broadway Light series. On today's episode, I'll be speaking with Blumenthal Arts President and CEO Tom Gabbard about the productions coming to town in 2025 and 2026. And later, I'll tell you about more cultural events happening across the Carolinas with fanfare. Tom Gabbard has been CEO of Blumenthal Performing Arts since 2003, and that means he oversees 110 employees, manages six theaters in Charlotte, and puts on over 1,000 performances every year. Under his leadership, the Blumenthal became a top 10 market for touring Broadway shows in North America, and that's what we're here to talk about today. Thanks for joining me.
Glad to be here.
1,000 performances. How's that even possible?
We are a busy place. And, you know, add to the theaters we operate, we added Bloom Studios, our new immersive experience center. So literally every day we've got something going on here.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up Bloom Studios. I've been noticing some of the things that are coming there, like life-sized Monopoly.
Isn't that crazy? We're bringing it from London and it is great, great fun. And it's a fast 60 minutes. It's a perfect thing to get your friends from work or your family together and come out and have a great time.
And I saw there's a Mahjong experience coming down the road as well.
Right. We are looking at all kinds of activities that just bring people together. And, you know, people are interested in a variety of games. We're exploring a whole bunch of these things and doing it in a very cool place with free parking.
I recently had Charlotte Symphony Orchestra conductor Christopher James Lees on the podcast to talk about the 2025 Summer Pop Series, one of those concerts being Best of Broadway. And he said in his 9 years in Charlotte, he's seen the interest in Broadway content really grow here. Have you seen that with the classic shows, the newer productions, or is it just across the board?
It's across the board. This has always been a very strong market for Broadway, touring Broadway. We're a top 10 market for a reason. You know, I think some of that comes from transplants from the Northeast who had a tradition of going to Broadway, and they brought that tradition with them to Charlotte. I think part of that as well in popular culture, thanks to all the way going back to Glee, shows like Smash. Broadway is really, you know, something that especially among younger consumers, the appetite for that has really grown.
Well, and I think that this may answer my earlier question about how you pull off 1,000 performances every year, because it doesn't really seem like there's an off season for the Broadway Light series.
Yeah, we go year round here. And what we consider our season actually is a little bit different from most. You know, in the concert business, typically a season goes September through August. In our case, we start our Broadway season later. And in fact, the first subscription show coming up is not until January. And we did that just because North Carolina has become this battleground state in politics. And when you get to the fall, many years, there's just overwhelming amount of political advertising. And so rather than try to compete with that, we put those shows that fall in that time period at the end of the season. We have all year to talk about them and are not trying to cut through the clutter of all of the political stuff.
Well, so in that regard, fans of these productions are really lucky that they're never more than a couple weeks away from another great show. The second half of this year alone, there's Ain't Too Proud about the Temptations, Life of Pi based on the novel and film, The Book of Mormon is coming back, Austin's Pride, a musical adaptation of Pride and Prejudice, and there's Beetlejuice, Wicked, Six, The Sound of Music, and How the Grinch Stole Christmas to finish out December. And the windfall continues in 2026. That slate of shows was recently announced. What are you most excited about bringing to Charlotte next year?
I'm excited about it all. And I'm not hedging that, you know, it's like being asked, who's your favorite kid? These are all beloved shows. You know, we're particularly proud of the things that uniquely are here in Charlotte and people travel the distance to see. And because of the breadth of what we do, Many of these are not seen at all in the region except for Charlotte. Add to that list you mentioned this summer, we'll have a 6-week run of a play that Felicia Rashad is directing. Felicia is nominated for a Tony Award. She is very much in the news. So that is only here. You won't see it anywhere else in the U.S. Austin's Pride, they're ramping up to go to Broadway, and they're playing a couple of cities before they go to Broadway. So we're really proud of the fact that we are a home to these things that you can only get at Blumenthal.
And some of these shows have been through a couple of times. Like I mentioned, the Book of Mormon is coming back. Spamalot, I know, has been here at least once or twice before. Mamma Mia is making a comeback. How much time do you leave between a show coming back in order to keep it fresh, or to, you know, the audience turning over?
Those are decisions made on a case-by-case basis. It's rare for a show to come back in less than 12 months' time, but we also really focus on the quality of these shows, and over time, they do have a habit of getting smaller. They go from union to non-union. We will return shows faster here because we want to keep it in its tip-top shape and before it's actually made smaller.
And I see a couple of adaptations of novels, including one that I think, well, all of us read in high school, The Outsiders, is coming to the stage. And this year, I believe, is the 100th anniversary of the publication of The Great Gatsby. And you have that coming sometime in 2026.
Yeah, and both of those shows are still on Broadway. The Outsiders last year won Best Musical on Broadway. And I think we've seen through those New York runs that both are beloved stories. The IP on that is something that people grew up with and still can't get enough of.
A lot to look forward to in the weeks and months ahead with Blumenthal Arts Broadway Light Series. If you want more information about any or all of those shows we mentioned, or you're just ready to bust out the credit card now and get tickets, everything you need to know is at BlumenthalArts.org. My guest has been Tom Gabbard, the president and CEO of Blumenthal Arts. Thank you so much for chatting with us.
Thanks for the opportunity.
And why don't we see what else is happening across the Carolinas with another fanfare update. Summer officially arrives this week, and as the weather heats up, so does the events calendar. I found a lot of great activities, including multiple performances from the Charlotte Symphony Orchestra and a couple fun road trip ideas. The 2025 CSO Roadshow season rolls on with more festive and free celebrations of music and community. Over the next week, you can catch the Charlotte Symphony at the Simmons YMCA in Charlotte on Friday the 20th, Bailey Road Park in Cornelius on Saturday the 21st, and Pineville Lake Park in Pineville on Thursday, June 26th. The CSO's Summer Pop Series is also back at Symphony Park this Sunday the 22nd for a night of Latin sounds. There will be dancing on the lawn, so I would hurry and get tickets for that one now on the CSO's website. Meanwhile, comic book lovers from far and wide will descend upon the Charlotte Convention Center this weekend for the annual Heroes Con. That's June 20th through 22nd. The annual Juneteenth Rock Hill Festival also happens this weekend in Rock Hill, South Carolina, with Friday night food trucks in Fountain Park, the Juneteenth Freedom Fest featuring live music and dance performances on Saturday at Clinton College, and a Sunday worship service at Mount Prospect Baptist Church. It's all happening June 20th through 22nd. If you're up for a road trip, the North Carolina Blueberry Festival is happening June 20th and 21st in the eastern North Carolina town of Burgaw. It includes farm tours, a recipe contest, the Tour de Blueberry bike race, plenty of tasty blueberry treats, and more. Heading in the other direction, downtown Boone, North Carolina, is the place to be for the Boonerang Music and Arts Festival. 3 days of live music, dancing, shopping, eating, drinking, etc., June 20th through 22nd. You can read my complete fanfare column every Thursday at WDAV.org, and I'll have more sounds, sights, and bites for you next week. Take care. Thanks so much for listening. Remember, you can hear all of our past episodes at WDAV.org/podcasts and on Apple Podcasts. For Piedmont Arts, I'm Phil Vavra.